Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. What you do with Jesus determines where you spend eternity. Many know this. Most know this. But what you do with this little temporary thing called life now determines how you spend eternity. There is something that is a mystery that should not be a mystery. It's called Academy Rewards, not Awards, Academy Rewards Night, or the Believer's Judgment. Imperative you understand it, and you are about to know the truth. I have to tell you, I've been looking so forward to talking with John Bevere. Every believer understands that if they repent and believe in Jesus, they're going to go to heaven.
Correct.
But the most misunderstood thing is this thing called the believer's judgment. Explain that.
Well, first of all, it's an elementary doctrine, elementary teaching of Jesus Christ. Hebrews chapter 6 tells us that. Now, what do you get in elementary school? How to read, write, add, or subtract.
Sure.
Can you imagine building your college education not knowing how to read, write, add, or subtract?
It'd be difficult.
It'd be really difficult. Well, we're trying to build our Christian lives without an elementary teaching of Jesus Christ. It's called the judgment seat of Christ, and that is where Jesus will examine us as believers. Now, we will not be judged for our sins because the blood of Jesus has eradicated sin. We're going to be judged by how we live this life as believers. Paul, writing to the Corinthian church, said this. He said, we make it our goal, whether present or absent. So we know he's talking to believers, because an unbeliever, when they're absent from the body, they're not present with the Lord. Okay? So he's talking only to believers. He said, we make it our goal, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him, because we are all going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may give an account of the things that he's done in the body, whether good or bad. This is 2 Corinthians 5, 9, and 10. So all of us believers, Jesus is going to stand before us, and he's going to examine our lives. Now, when people hear judgment, they get really scared, Sid, because what they think of is they think of condemnation. However, the Greek word for judgment, 90% of the time it appears in the New Testament, is the Greek word krima, which simply means a decision resulting from an investigation. So an investigation is going to be made, and he's going to make decisions over our life. Now, they're called eternal judgments, so let's substitute decision in for judgment. They're going to be eternal decisions. So in other words, once he's
Now, wait, eternal decision means no point of reversal.
There will be no alterations, no changes, no, you know, revising. They will stand forever. So, and this is what's really amazing. 1 Corinthians 4, 5 tells us not only is he going to judge our works and our words, he's going to judge our motives, the secret motives of our heart and our thoughts. He's going to examine it all, and that which we have built on, if it is eternal, will receive rewards. If we've built our lives on the temporal, we will suffer the loss of getting rewards. And so what that tells me is this. What we do with the cross determines where we're going to spend eternity, heaven or hell. Most Christians know that. However, the way we live as believers determines how we're going to spend all eternity. That's riveting.
As a brand new Jewish believer in the Messiah, John, I had a dream that I think about often. it was a dream from God.
Yep.
And in this dream, it was, now don't laugh, it was, I called the dream Academy Rewards, not Awards, Academy Rewards Night, because that's where I was. I was at Academy Rewards Night in heaven. And there's just a big crowded auditorium. And you know, like they have at Academy Awards Night, they have a big envelope and someone rips it open. And the winner is, I was so full of myself, John, as a brand new believer. I came in the charismatic movement. I wasn't discipled. What do you expect?
Yep.
And they made a big deal on me because Jewish believers were not that many at the time I became a believer. Now, I was seated there, and there was a little old woman. I happened to notice her, John. Little old woman,
Everybody, tiny,
seated in the front row. And I am sure my name is coming out on that thing.
You're not going to believe this. Elizabeth.
And guess who won? That little old bitty. How could she win? And then I heard a voice, and it was the voice of God. And this is what God said to me. That could have been you.
I believe that.
That's a sobering thing. And my life is driven by eternity because of that.
It has to be. I was just down in Brazil, and I was speaking to 14,000 pastors and leaders in this auditorium. And the passion of these people was mind-blowing. Well, the next day I'm out at lunch with the senior leaders of this organization. And the first riveting thing that I heard was that there was over 300,000 people in their churches.
We have over 300,000 people in our churches.
Wow, it's amazing.
Yes, we started over 16 years ago with just one family.
Wait a minute, 16 years and you have over 300,000 people in your churches?
Yes, that's right.
How do you build churches, over 300,000 of them in 16 years?
We teach our believers about eternal rewards and eternal judgment. John, I've been to America. You Americans do not teach on this. Because of this, you in America only have a 70 to 80 year perspective, where we have an eternal perspective.
Sid, when you have an eternal perspective, when you realize how you're living your life now determines the quality of life you're going to have forever and ever in heaven, you're going to endure things you wouldn't necessarily endure. You're going to see things differently. Your vision's going to be different. You're going to pursue things you wouldn't necessarily pursue. Because James writes in his book, he says, this life is a vapor, James 4:14. If James was alive, I do not believe he would have written it that way. I believe he would have said, if he was alive today, he would have written, this life is zero. For what we do in this zero time determines how we're going to spend eternity.
Well, how are you going to spend eternity? You will be amazed. What rewards are based on, it's different than what you think. We'll talk about that when we come back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
The supernatural of God knows no bounds. And now there are no limits to equipping you to receive your supernatural breakthrough anytime, anyplace. ISN. The It's Supernatural online network is now available for your mobile devices and smart TVs with this free ISN app.
People are astounded at the miracles they've seen others receive on our TV programs. Now, viewers are experiencing that same touch of God, and you can too.
ISN offers live streaming of programs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right on your mobile devices or smart TVs. Access our life-changing specials led by top world-class teachers, or choose from dozens of powerful episodes of It's Supernatural. Just go to your app store and download it for free.
Television schedules were fine for my parents' generation, but with the ISN app, I can watch what I want on my schedule.
Get ready to receive your supernatural breakthrough, your healing, your miracle. Download the free ISN app today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
John, you're teaching on eternity, on the judgment seat of Messiah, so impacted you. You actually had a compulsion to teach on this from God for an entire year.
I did. You know, the Lord said, I want you teaching this everywhere you go, because it's an elementary principle, teaching of Jesus Christ. And yet, I'm not hearing it taught, Sid. I'm just not. And so believers are trying to build their lives off of what we need to be strong Christians. You know, it's interesting. You know what C.S. Lewis wrote? C.S. Lewis wrote this in Mere Christianity. He said, if you read history, you will find that the Christians who did the most for the present world were just those who thought most of the next. It is since Christians have largely ceased to think of the other world that they have become so ineffective in this one. He nailed our society today. He nailed our church today in America. And this is what the pastor in Brazil was talking to him about. You know, the Apostle John, I have so much respect for him. I mean, they can't martyr the guy. They put him in a boiling vat of oil, pull him out. He's praising God. So they put him on this deserted island. Then he gets the book of Revelation. I mean, he's a rock star, okay? So he's in his 90s when he pens these words. 2 John verse 8. He said, see to it that you don't lose what we've worked so hard to achieve.
Yeah, you don't hear that preached too much, what you just said.
I know. And now, so here's this father in the faith, grandfather in the faith, okay? And then he says this in 2 John 8. He says, but see to it that you receive a full reward. Now, of course, he's talking about the judgment seat, what we're talking about right here. But the thing that caught my attention is the word full. For John to specifically say, see that you receive a full reward, means what? That means there's a partial reward scenario and there's a no reward scenario. Now, isn't it interesting he doesn't say, hey, live in such a way that you're going to get a partial reward. Why doesn't he say that? Because God, our Father, wants us to receive the full reward. You know, as a father of four sons, there's nothing that gives me greater joy than rewarding my son. But as a wise father, I will not reward my children unless they deserve it or earn it. And so, because that rewards give initiative. God, that's the way we are. That's the way God created us. And yet, the more rewards we get, the more we get to throw them at Jesus' feet. And it changes the way we live throughout eternity. So, David says in Psalm 139, and it's so important that we read this. He said, you saw me. This is Psalm 139, verse 16 from the New Living Translation. You saw me before I was born. Every day of my life was recorded in your book. So God wrote a book about every one of us before we were born. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed. So God laid out every moment of our life in that book. Do you remember in Daniel where he says at the judgment he's going to open up the books?
Yes.
Plural.
Yes.
What books? The book he wrote about our life. And so what God's going to do is say, let me see how I wrote about your life and let's see how you lived your life. So in regard to our callings at the judgment seat, we will not be judged according to what we did. Rather, we'll be judged in the light of what we were called to do. You know, we had a woman who was a pastor for 30 years, and I spoke on this at a huge conference in Australia. She was at the hotel, and she walked up to my office manager in Sydney, Australia, and she said to him,
he's not serious about what he said tonight, is he?
Well, yeah, he is serious. Why are you so upset?
Well, I had this vivid dream that I was pastoring in the Philippines. All my life, I felt that's what I was called to do. And I've been at this church for years.
Well?
Well, you know what we found out 1 year later? She turned that church over to her associate. She's in the Philippines having the time of her life. You know, I could go on and tell stories.
Is it too late for someone like that woman you just described to fulfill their call?
Absolutely not.
Well, then how about...
Smith Wigglesworth started his ministry in his 50s. He was a plumber up till his 50s.
Right.
But then he got on with the call of God in his life, and he's one of the greatest apostles in the 20th century. So I don't care if you're 60 years old. I don't care if you're 5 years old. It's not too late to begin in what God has called you to do.
But there's even a bigger question, John.
Yes, sir.
What if you don't know what you didn't have a dream like that? I want to find out how we can know what our call is when we come back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get John Bevere's powerful book, Driven by Eternity, and his epic audio theater, Aphabel, Window of Eternity, on three audio CDs, plus his life-changing audio CD message entitled, Called, Your Place in God's Custom House. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9436. Through John's powerful over 290-page book, Driven by Eternity, he demystifies the afterlife. You will learn that life beyond the final breath is much more than a destination. Discover now how you can make your life count both for today and forever. Your choices today will impact your destiny forever. Find supernatural peace and hope as this book reminds you to align your life with God's higher calling and destiny. The book includes discussion questions for group study. You will also receive John Bevere's epic audio theater, Aphabel, Window of Eternity, on three audio CDs. When you listen to this audio drama, you will feel as if you have been translated into a heavenly dimension.
Charity, my dear servant, welcome to my kingdom. I've longed for this moment to meet you in person.
A cast of nine Hollywood actors featuring John Rhys-Davies from Lord of the Rings and an original musical score by one of Disney's best composers will offer you a window of what lies beyond your earthly reality. This is a perfect gift to give to each of your children, family, and friends. Plus, you will receive John Bevere's life-changing message entitled, Called, Your Place in God's Custom House. Have you felt that tug inside of you insisting that you were destined for something? Through this life-changing message, you will understand that God longs to see you live this story well. Your unique contribution is critical to the construction of God's house. You have been called and empowered to fulfill God's special purpose and destiny. Don't miss out on getting John Bevere's powerful book, Driven by Eternity, and his epic audio theater, Aphabel, Window of Eternity, on three audio CDs, plus his life-changing audio CD message entitled, Called, Your Place in God's Custom House. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9436. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9436 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay, we settled it. We settled that it's never too late.
Absolutely.
Whatever your age. Yeah, I've got to tell you this, John. I am 76 years of age, and do you know, I am just walking into my destiny. So give me a break if you're 50 or 60.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
All right, so the big question really,
yeah,
that people are asking it as they're watching us,
yep,
is how do I know my call?
Okay, so first of all, I want everybody on the same page. God has a calling on your life, whether it's ministry or whether you are called to the marketplace or whether you're called to be a stay-home mom and raise up champions. There is a divine calling on your life. Every one of us have it, and God prepared that calling for your life before you were born. Let me give you an example of another one that's just mind-blowing. I had dinner. This man wanted to have dinner with me last year. Well, he's a Navy SEAL instructor, okay? Now, that's the elite of the elite when you're an instructor. He went to 2 years of Bible school, was in his third year of internship, got accused of sleeping with a girl in the church. They threw him out, took away everything from him. He said, John, 3 years of work gone. He said, my relationship with Jesus was superficial. He said, I was saved, but it was superficial. He said, when I lost everything after 3 years of work, I started seeking God like I'd never sought him before. And he said, God spoke to me and he said, I've called you to the military, not to ministry. He said, so I went to the Army, I went to the Air Force, I went to the Marines. He said, nothing. He said, I went to the Navy, the last one. The recruiter's gone through everything, nothing, just flat. So the recruiter in desperation brings out the special things. He starts reading down the special assignments and he gets to the word SEALs and he goes, that's it. That's what I'm supposed to do. And the guy goes, no. Only 0.1% of them ever make it. All of us flunked out of it. He goes, I don't care. That's what I'm supposed to do. Well, what the recruiter didn't know and he didn't know is he didn't know how to swim. Okay. Secondly, he had such narrow ear openings, they had to put tubes in his ears when he was a child. So if he went, had a little bit of water in his ears, he was in excruciating pain.
He couldn't be a seal. It's impossible.
He taught himself how to swim. He kept praying for God to heal his ears. He finally went 2 feet, 5 feet, 10 feet. He was fine. The whole story is amazing. But he told me stories of combat that night at dinner, and which literally caused the air of my arm to stand up. I mean, his phone called his parents when they were getting their truck blown up, and the parents prayed. And I could go on and on and on of his stories. Anyway, how do we know our calling?
Yeah, give us some tips.
There's three very strong points made in Scripture on how we find out our calling. Number one, we seek God earnestly. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:6 that God rewards those who diligently seek Him in faith. It does not say He rewards those who casually seek Him in wonder and doubt. When I got saved, I was going to head to Harvard and get my MBA with my engineering degree from Purdue, and I was going to become a corporate manager, and I was going to marry a pretty girl, take 3 vacations a year, and pay my tithes. That would be my way of serving God. But I knew there was something not right. And I remember my Thanksgiving vacation, my senior year, all my fraternity brothers went home. I told my mom, I'm not coming home for Thanksgiving, and I fasted those 4 days. And I said, God, I got to know what you put me on this earth to do. And as a result of that fast, the last thing I wanted to do was be in ministry. I wanted nothing to do with ministry. But God showed me clearly, I've called you to preach. What are you going to do about it? And I remember surrendering in that fraternity. And I said, God, I'll do it. The second way you find your calling is you get planted in the house of God.
And today,
you get
more
planted.
And more people are saying, church isn't relevant to me. I don't need to go. But unless you're part
God
of
says.
The body.
Right. God says those who are planted, Psalm 90, those who are planted in the house of God shall flourish in the courts of our God. The courts of our God would be the judgment seat of Christ. So let me put it to you this way. If I have a peach seed, I may not know that's a peach seed, right? Mm-hmm. How do I find out what it is? Plant it in the ground, it'll grow up to what it was created to be. Hello? If I plant a peach seed, I don't get a cotton bush. Mm-hmm. I get a peach tree. When we're planted in the house of God, we flourish into what we're created to do. Whether it's in the marketplace, whether it's staying home as a mom, whether it's in the medical field, whether it's in government, whether it's in ministry, that's where we flourish in the courts of our God. And the third way to know our calling is to avoid entanglements. Why are many called and why are only few chosen? We're all called. Everyone watching us is called. Why are only a few end up fulfilling their destiny? Because only few will put aside the entanglements. Security, money, and relationships are the three biggest to fulfill our destiny. If you look at Moses, Moses was one of the greatest pastors we've ever seen. He had over 3 million in his congregation, but he only had 2 guys in his whole church fulfill their destiny.
I want the full reward. You want the full reward. Would you pray a supernatural prayer right now that we have the full reward?
Father, I pray for every single person watching right now under the sound of my voice. I ask that the Holy Spirit would literally come into the living room, the office, no matter where these men and women are watching or children. I'm asking that your presence would come. And I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for clarity to come to you, for direction to come to you. Before you were born, God created you and also placed a calling upon your life. I speak that calling forth. I command in the name of Jesus for the revelation of that calling to come forth in your life. And in Jesus' name, I pray, Father, for every person that they would lay aside the hindrances, the entanglements, that they would plant themselves in a local church and that they would seek you diligently. And as they do, Father, reveal to them why they've been put on this earth, that they might make their eternity much more precious in your eyes. In Jesus' name, amen.
And I say at Academy Rewards Night, you will get a full reward.
Amen.
Most believers in Messiah believe that they are heaven-bound. But did you know that what we will be doing for all of eternity depends on one key thing?
What we do with the cross determines where we're going to spend eternity. Most Christians know that. However, the way we live as believers determines how we're going to spend eternity. Eternity is so long, and so what we're doing now is preparing ourselves for our eternal.
God has downloaded to John Bevere truths about our future life in eternity and what we can do now to assure we will receive great rewards in heaven. Call now and get John Bevere's powerful book, Driven by Eternity, and his epic audio theater, Aphabel, Window of Eternity, on 3 audio CDs, plus his life-changing audio CD message entitled, Called, Your Place in God's Custom House. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9436. Through John's powerful over 290-page book, Driven by Eternity, he demystifies the afterlife. You will learn that life beyond the final breath is much more than a destination. Discover now how you can make your life count both for today and forever. Your choices today will impact your destiny forever. Find supernatural peace and hope as this book reminds you to align your life with God's higher calling and destiny. The book includes discussion questions for group study. You will also receive John Bevere's epic audio theater, Aphabel, Window of Eternity, on 3 audio CDs. When you listen to this audio drama, you will feel as if you have been translated into a heavenly dimension.
Charity, my dear servant, welcome to my kingdom. I've longed for this moment. Meet you in person.
A cast of 9 Hollywood actors featuring John Rhys-Davies from Lord of the Rings and an original musical score by one of Disney's best composers will offer you a window of what lies beyond your earthly reality. This is a perfect gift to give to each of your children, family, and friends. Plus, you will receive John Bevere's life-changing message entitled, Called, Your Place in God's Custom House. Have you felt that tug inside of you insisting that you were destined for something? Through this life-changing message, you will understand that God wrote a story about you before your life began. God longs to see you live this story well. Your unique contribution is critical to the construction of God's house. You have been called and empowered to fulfill God's special purpose and destiny. Sid Roth says,
what a powerful anointing on the audio theater, Aphabel. The book, Driven by Eternity, and the teaching CD entitled, Called. The anointing, it's going to break through the walls designed by the enemy to prevent you from fulfilling your full destiny and your full reward.
Don't miss out on getting John Bevere's powerful book, Driven by Eternity, and his epic audio theater, Aphabel, Window of Eternity, on 3 audio CDs, plus his life-changing audio CD message entitled, Called, Your Place in God's Custom House. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9436. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9436 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, R.W. Shambach witnessed a miracle beyond, almost was beyond anything I've even read in the Bible. And that was enough to trigger his faith to have a great miracle ministry. His daughter was mentored, and she is building on his shoulders. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to have R.W. describe what this miracle he saw with his very eyes. Unbelievable, but it catapulted his faith. Every time he shares it, miracles erupt. Are you ready for a miracle?